something else. And here suddenly he went back to judgment when it was not a judge. Here it was not Qazi, it was Qada, consequence, which he translated it a couple of verses before this. It's consequence, line 558. He is satisfied with the consequence. That's the word. But mainly, what's going on? A simple stuff. That when the sentiment actually moves, you go with it unknowingly, and you don't know what is going to happen because you imitate other people. Why was he thinking the donkey is gone? The ass is gone? Because the others were doing it. That's what you do. Because when you talk about personality, person, people, they say, someone shouldn't do this. You talk about you. But you are not listening. When you're talking about limiting the liberties, they are talking about you. But you join in because you think that they are talking about your neighbor or someone else. Imitation is there. Right? Then you will make a very special note of this imitation. Yes? Especially
imitation of such good-for-nothing rascals. The wrath of Abraham be on them that sink. The delight of that company was casting a reflection, and this heart of mine was becoming delighted by that reflection. The reflection from goodly friends is necessary until you become without reflection.
Please listen carefully to this, because Rumi somehow started to criticize, right, his attitude. Now he's giving you the answer. What could you do? As simple as this. First of all, yes, the reflection of the feeling of the people will happen in you, right? But, yes?
The reflection from goodly friends is necessary until you become without reflection, a drawer of water from the sea.
When, without this public enthusiasm inside of you, you're thirsty for the knowledge, that's good. It should come from within, yes?
Know that reflection first cast is imitation. When it has become successive, it turns into realization.
Now that realization word is very interesting here, because the word is tahqiq. And this tahqiq comes from ha. But it means research. But at the same time, the original word means to become hap, to have the situation that the hap will disclose itself. All of that is there. And it's the opposite of muqallid for us, imitation and the thing that normally is used for research, but for us is finding the ha, tahqiq. Yes?
Until it has become realization, do not part from the friends. Do not break away from the shell. The raindrop has not become a pearl.
You see, it doesn't say that imitation is bad. You see, at the beginning it's good, of course. How else could you be motivated? Of course, joining the group will start some feeling in you. But you should let it go and repeat it and correct it to become something which is really you. Because with the attitude, it will happen. Yes?
If you wish eye and understanding and hearing to be pure, tear in pieces the curtains of selfish desire.
Because this selfish desire will not do. And I say that because this word is going to be repeated 7-8 times in this page. That's tamak. Tamak is not selfish desire. It's desire to grab something which is not yours, belongs to someone else. That's tamak. Something you don't have and you want to have. That's tamak. Which is, I don't know, in English.
Greedy? Avarice. Avarice.
Avarice?
Covetousness.
Or covetousness,
but entitlement.
Yeah.
Entitlement, no. She could help. What is the best word in English for tamak? Yeah, it's difficult because it has a very special nuance. It looks like it greed, but it's not greed.
There is wanting with it.
It's wanting something without deserving it. Mainly when it belongs to someone else.
Yeah.
That's how you imitate. Because you want to... Yeah. What is the word?
Coveting.
Coveting.
Yes, yes.
Maybe I'm not familiar with that.
I think
And now this is tamak. He's talking because this is how you join a group. Because you believe that if they're all doing it, this is good. This is the serious stuff. If a group of people is doing it, it's good. Do you accept this? All the German people did. All the Italian did. All the Russian did. All the Japanese, everybody does it.
That's anything with avarice? Like when you are angry, are you envious too?
Envy is there, but not
coveting. Tamak has envy in it too.
Yes, but it's not the envy, because envy is...
No, it's not envy in totality.
Yes, it has the envy.
And then envy, so there's other psychological thing with it.
Yeah. All of it starts with you accepting the goldsmith. Accepting what public accepts. I say, don't do that. Think. Because when you are accepting what is publicly accept, you're the slavery of your time and condition. If you're born in the middle of fascism, you will become a fascist. Look at the examples. See, normal people without thinking they did it. Not that all of them became really fascists, but when they realized what happened, it was too late because of imitation. Because everybody will say yes. Don't just stand up and say yes. Say it when it comes from your heart. As simple as that. But tamak is there and is intertwined with this imitation, and let's see what will happen. Yes.
Because the Sufi's imitation from tamak debarred his understanding from the light and radiance. Desire for the beyonds and desire for that delight and for the sama hindered his understanding from knowledge. If tamak were to arise in the mirror, that mirror would be like us in hypocrisy. If the balance had desire for riches, how would the balance give a true description of the case? That's the balance out. Every prophet has said in sincerity to his people, I ask not from you the wages for my message. I am a guide. God is your purchaser. God has appointed me to act as broker on both sides. What are the wages for my work? The sight of a friend, even though Abu Bakr, give me 40,000. My wages are not his 40,000. How should glass beads be like the pearls of Aden? I will tell you a story. Listen to it attentively, that you may know that selfish desire is a plug in the ear. Whosoever hath desire becomes a stammerer. With desire, how should the eye and the heart become bright? The fancy the khyal of power and wealth before his eyes, just as a hair in the eye.
Yes, exactly. That verse is very delicate because it has one word and one reference. The word is khyal. Remember, it was first paragraph. We said about this image. The imagination of beauty was the main pillar of this, right? And the second one was about the hair of your eyebrow in your eyes. And it's whatever you believe and you make for yourself. Here, he refers to both of them. But the fancy of power and wealth before his eyes is just like that one. He said, if there is a little bit of that, everything is ruined. So this imitation I'm talking about, even a little bit of it will ruin everything. I'm saying be completely yours. You yourself. Think about it. Pay attention. Do not imitate. Everybody accepts it? You accept it when your heart accepts it. You don't need to. At the beginning, I'm not telling you the opposition. A little bit of it, yes, is the intuition, the beginning. But do not submerge yourself in it. Be you. Here we talk about a lot of stuff. You should be you, because that's the original stuff we're talking about. Yes?
Except to be sure the intoxicated, who is filled with God, though you give treasures, he is free. When anyone enjoys vision, this world becomes carrion in his eyes. But that Sufi was far removed from intoxication. Consequently, he was night blind in greed. The man dazed by greed may hear 100 stories. Not a single point comes into the ear of greed.
So, we repeated a very good part of this, and I did it intentionally. Last time we were up to here, I took you back because I wanted to insist upon this. This is one of the major points here, because normally our coming together creates a very beautiful space, because we narrate the lovely stories and we talk about love. And it's very beautiful. And it should motivate you. But that's it. You should stop after the motivation. You're not supposed to try to imitate us and try to say, yes, I got it, and I'm the Sufi, I'm blah blah. Don't do that. Because when it's in your heart, you know it, and you don't need to say it. Now that you need to say it, you want to say it to us. This is the same game. Do not brag about it. Do not participate just because everybody is saying that. It should come from your heart. Period. So I repeated this invitation twice to make sure that I paid my dues, because mainly that's the character we're living with. The character we build in our peer and with the condition that we're in, and we follow the majority. Because it takes a lot of guts to stand up and be the minority. Especially we're talking about human being in adolescence, because that's a time. But we miss it, because we extensively, logically, wisely, extended the education period of a human being. Human being is at the top when? You know what the age is? 17. That's the top of physical existence of human being. After that, couple of years after that, nature doesn't care that much. The animal is not worth it that much. The other one starts.